Welcome to Hybrid Hospital. I will be your nurse today. You may call me Pixie. I see here that this is a compatibility test to see if we can advance further into your transformation. According to your chart here, let me just bring it up. It says you're here for necoization. Is that correct? Wonderful. I am sure you are well aware, but I am required by law to state a few things just for your general understanding. You would be surprised by how many people come to us and just don't know what they're getting into. Hence these rules. So, the first rule is not everyone is compatible for the process. Compatibility is based on a few simple tests that I will be performing today on you, and then we can go further from there. Understand? Awesome. The second rule is you are not always compatible with what you want to be. For example, since you are here for necoization, you may not be compatible with a neko, but you might be better suited to be something like a bunny or a wolf or another animal. You will be told prior to the process what you are compatible with. That way you can make an informed decision. The third rule is that while you will adopt some animalistic features such as a tail or maybe some ears, sharp teeth, you will still look mostly human and you will retain your thought level. That being said, sadly because of prejudice, people will treat you differently. You'll be seen as more cute. You'll be seen as a pet more than a human. The fourth and final one is, once the transformation begins, it cannot be stopped. You can't just wake up one day and decide you don't want a kitty tail or some fluffy ears on top of your head. Once it starts, there's no way for it to be stopped, and there is no removal process. You will forever be a hybrid. Do you want to proceed? Awesome. Love to hear it. The first test is just to see how well you can follow basic commands. As I stated before, you will not be any less human mentally, but regular humans and not hybrids tend to see you as such. You will be considered somewhat of a commodity to them, because you're unique. You're different from them. Some humans might set up rules. Some may assume you're going to be naturally submissive to them. And a few will even want to adopt you, kind of like a pet. Nekos tend to be a bit cheekier, but eventually they are expected to yield. The humans tend to see themselves as the owners and their nekos as, well, the pets. Is this all making sense to you? Great. Alright, let me start with a few basic commands. Ready? Look down. Good. Now look up. Perfect. Look at me. Watch my lips. Mimic what I do. Stick your tongue out just a tad. And put up one hand like it's a cute little paw. What a good kitty! You deserve a head pat for that. You did so well for me. Wow. And you're already receptive to head pats. That answers my next question, but what about some scratches? Just a cute little neko like scritches? Ooh, what a good kitty! So far, you are responding very well to everything. You are physically responding very well, and your personality seems to be on par for nekoization. At this rate, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to advance further in the process to begin the transformation. All this being said, I need to start a more intimate part of the exam. This might sound a little bit weird, but I'm going to need to see how you respond to my licks in different parts of your body. Don't worry! I'm a professional and this is all part of the process. It's just that nekos tend to lick themselves, and we also lick other nekos, you know, as greetings and affection and stuff, so I need to make sure that you can speak our language, so to say. Are you ready? So, the first place I'm going to lick is your hand. So stick out your hand like it's a paw, like this. Very good. And let me just... Very good. It seems you're receptive to how Nekos clean themselves. Normally, you would do this to yourself and then you would wash another part of your body, but you don't really have Neko stuff right now, so this is how we test it, to see how you would react to a Neko's tongue. Next up, I need to see how you will react when it's right up on your neck. It seems you enjoy that part very much. Next up, can you? Yeah, right there. I need to lick your cheek a little bit. Just, you know, as a way of saying hi and some kisses. So this is a typical Neko greeting if you know the Neko. Very good! Now, some Nekos like to clean each other's ears, so I just need to see how you respond to that. Make sure you're not aggressive or anything. Very good. You're responding so well to all of this. I think you make a great candidate for Nekoization, but I still got a couple other places. Now, I just need you to relax and let me do my job. I'm going to be licking in a bunch of different areas in quick succession, and I just need to make a note of your reaction to each place and see what places you like and what you don't like, and if I think you are a good candidate for this. Are you ready? Alright, get comfortable. This might take a little bit. It seems that spot is extra sensitive. Seems this is one of your more favorite spots. That proves good for Nekoization. You're doing so good for me, kitten. It seems that spot is extra sensitive. Seems this is one of your more favorite spots. That proves good for necoization. You're doing so good for me, kitten. It seems that spot is extra sensitive. Seems this is one of your more favorite spots. That proves good for necoization. You're doing so good for me, kitten. You did very well, kitten. Come here, let me give you some scritches. Yeah, you did so good for me. So good for your nurse. Based on these results, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to proceed with the transformation, specifically necoization. That being said, there is a way to find out if you can grow a tail and ears without waiting for your blood test results, but that is a more intimate matter. And I understand I just licked you, but this is a lot more intimate. This way also does not guarantee what kind of hybrid you will become. Therefore, if you grow a deer tail and you wanted to have a puppy one, there's no way of going back. It's not the most exact way, but we do offer this service to everyone. Most people decline since not only is it more intimate, but there's also no guarantee of what you will become. Would you like to know more about it, or are you okay with waiting 1 to 2 weeks for your full comprehensive results to get back? No problem with hearing it out, right? So, the blood test is the least invasive way to do this. But there is another way. Basically, we need to check to see if you can grow a tail. If you can grow a tail, then you will be a candidate for some type of hybrid transformation. We cannot guarantee that your eyes will change, you'll grow ears, your teeth will change, so on and so forth. We can't even guarantee what type of hybrid you'll become. In my professional opinion, I think the likelihood that you will become a Neko is very good. I would say the odds at about, 75%. But I understand if you want to wait for that full 100%. The process for this involves me checking inside a more intimate part of you, and to see if you have the space for a tail. Some people have it and some people don't. If you have the space for the tail, Then we can insert the implant and get you started on your transformation today. Do you want to start the transformation today with no guarantee of becoming an echo, or do you want to wait? The choice is yours.